It is Monday. It's crunch time. It's the last segment. What do you say we do, this?
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Time for the Richter Scale, where I bring up some of the biggest and best stories from the weekend. Steve rates their impact. We start off with the Cleveland Browns, who were fun. They were turning the ship around. They were a little less Hugh Jackson and a good kicker away from making the playoffs, and now they've thrown it all away by signing Kareem Hunt. Hunt was dismissed from the Chiefs after a video of him kicking a woman surfaced from the 2018 offseason. Many thought that the NFL had turned a corner on domestic violence and abuse, and now the Browns GM John Dorsey, the same man who drafted Hunt out of Toledo while he was with the Chiefs, has signed him to play for the Browns. You have to love the excuses of, he's a good kid who made a bad mistake, the NFL is a business, it's about winning, blah, 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 more crap, crap, crap. How badly do you want the Browns to go 0-16 again because of this?
Well, first of all, I want to see if he actually makes it onto the field, because he could end up being suspended next year. But the fact they took this step after rising from the ashes and being a laughingstock and winning over probably every neutral fan in America, then they bring in this scumbag. So just for that, I'd like to see him go 0-16 again. So a lot.
Yeah, that's about right. Time for some fun stuff now. After plenty of waiting, anticipation, and all the hype, it finally happened. Phil Mickelson won the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. After a couple of rain delays, Lefty finished -7 in the final round to beat Paul Casey by 3 strokes, and it's the 5th time that Phil has won the Pro-Am at Pebble Beach and had a tournament-best 0 missed fairways as well. Golf calendar is a long one, and come July, it will have been 6 years since the last time Lefty won a major. Everyone counts, and if you don't count the match play win over Tiger in the match, Phil has had only one other tournament win since its Open Championship in 2013. Is this the spark that the 48-year-old needs? How important of a win was this at the Pro-Am for Phil?
That's huge. His last PGA Tour win was in England when he won the British Open. At 48 years old, I would imagine his window to win prestigious events are pretty limited, but he won it kind of easy. He cruised, so that's huge. That's a 9.5.
Even though I know you won't say that you don't like them, deep down I know that this is your favorite team ever. The Oregon women's basketball team. For the first time in over 35 years, the Duck women got a win at Stanford and absolutely crushed the Cardinal by 40. Oregon hasn't lost since they traveled to East Lansing, and they've only lost by 6. They've now won 16 straight, 0 losses in conference going into Civil War weekend. Oregon has a 2-game lead over OSU and only 6 games remaining. How important of a win was that for Oregon?
I think it's one of their most important regular season wins ever, going on the road. And for those who are like, yeah, let's see what happens when you play Stanford at Stanford, well, that was emphatically answered. So, hey, the way they are now, they're on a roll. A lot of people think they are a national championship contender. That's the goal. That's a 10.
All right. The NFL was once again squashed out by some major competition as Kyler Murray chooses the NFL over baseball. Murray was drafted 9th overall by the Oakland A's, was set to make more money than the 8 players drafted before him because he still wanted to play college football, and the A's desperately wanted him to play baseball. All was fine until Murray went out and won the Heisman and damn near beat Alabama in the college football playoff semifinal. Murray will have to forfeit his signing bonus money that Oakland gave him, and now will probably be a first-round pick in the NFL 10 months after being a first-round pick in baseball. How smart of a decision was this by Murray choosing football over baseball?
Honestly, I think that's a crunch exchange because there's no way to know right now. Let's see where he goes. Let's see how he could do against actual NFL defenses as opposed to whatever that thing is they have in the Big 12. So
defense.
That's a pending.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
Finally, the big one, the May event, the debut of the Alliance. It sounds more like a name of evil guys in a Marvel movie looking to take over the world, but in reality, the AAF is just a developmental league. Added some new wrinkles, a faster game with less TV timeouts, more microphones on coaches, players, and officials for extra transparency, and everyone always goes for two. There's no kickers. Of course, I should learn how to read what I wrote. Week one, game one, had a better TV rating than Oklahoma City taking on the Houston Rockets, despite the quality of the game essentially being no better than some Thursday night action. How would you rate the debut of the Alliance from the perspective of the Alliance?
I would be lying if I answered, because I didn't watch, I didn't pay attention, I don't know the teams, I don't know the players, and I don't care.
But they got officials in the booth telling you why they're overturning replays. You got Steve Spurrier telling his quarterback to tell his receiver to catch the ball. It's great. Fantastic. It's a 10, by the way. That's my answer.
All right. Well, did we document what the TV ratings are?
I think it was a 2.2.
Okay, then are they playing like once a week? Are there Thursday night games?
There's 8 teams. There's 4 games a week.
All right.
They play, I think, maybe Saturdays and Sundays. It could just be Sundays and afterwards now. I don't know. I haven't looked into the schedule for week 2.
Let's document and do an over-under on between 8 and 12% a dip in viewership. And then week 3, once we realize that we're a couple weeks away from March Madness, it goes even lower.
Oh, March is going to be tough for the Alliance. It's going to be a rough one.
We've been down this road before. It doesn't work.